I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and At the Movies with Mel is back. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Been watching Netflix, yes, and I'll talk a little bit about the subscription services through which you can get movies. But if what you meant was, have I seen any movies in a movie theater?
Oh no, you won't be doing that for a while.
And I guess it'll be a while. I'm not sure how they're going to swing that because.
No.
Yeah. It would be difficult to have movies and have people sitting even one seat away from each other is not socialist. Anyway, so who knows how they're going to handle that. But meanwhile, the good news, not enough good news for them, I guess, but good news for people who enjoy movies and who have probably quite a bit of time to kill because of the lockdown is that there are streaming services available. Probably more than I know of, but I can talk with a little bit of knowledge about Netflix, which is the one that most people have heard of. And there is a cost, and the basic cost is $10, which is all Canadian funds, $10 a month, and it says, and that allows you to watch on sort of one screen, in other words, your say your family room TV, in standard definition quality. So, frankly, I wouldn't recommend the basic plan, this $10 a month plan, because it's really pretty limited. But the next plan up is called Standard, and that is $14 Canadian a month, and you can watch on two screens at a time, which means that you can watch on your home, your family room TV, and you can also. You can give the information to someone like your daughter, and she can watch on a screen at her house.
Okay.
She has the right password. Okay. And with this plan, there is high definition available, so you're not stuck with only standard definition. And we've gotten so used to things in high definition quality that the SD, the standard definition, is pretty poor.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's... That's called Standard. It's the second of the three plans that they have, and that's $14 a month. You can watch on, as I said, two screens, and they don't have to be two screens in your own home at a time. And the third option, and frankly the one that I have, is called Premium. That is $17 a month, and this allows you to watch on four screens at a time with both high definition and ultra high definition, in other words, the 4K. Available. So this is one, and for example, I can watch on my TV, and my son can watch at his house, and his girlfriend can watch at her house, and my tenant can watch in the basement apartment. Yeah, so you have all kinds of options here. It's a very flexible, and it's $17 a month. So you have to make a decision if it's worth your while to spend $17 a month on a Netflix, what they call streaming plan.
Okay.
It's one that I would recommend, especially, and not even necessarily just for people who like movies, because Netflix has so much going on. They have series, they have movies, of course, they have sporting events, they have concerts with comedy stand-up performances. It's just the list goes on and on and on. It is a little unfortunate, I guess, that Netflix US and Netflix Canada are not the same. Of course, it's the same parent company, but everybody seems to realize that what you get on the Canadian version of Netflix is a kind of a small sample of what you can get with the US version of Netflix. But that's perhaps a discussion for another time.
Okay.
So here we have Netflix as a really excellent streaming service that you can get for as little as $10 and as much as $17 Canadian a month, and you can share it, as I said, with friends and relatives. The another streaming service, which again I have access to, my son pays for this one, is Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And Amazon Prime, the access to their TV streaming, or TV, their streaming service, I shouldn't say TV, is that's something you get when you have signed up for an Amazon Prime account. on Amazon. And that can be, on a yearly basis, let's say $75 to $80 a year. So it's that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And between Amazon Prime and Netflix and Crave, although I don't at the moment have Crave, I might get it back, there is absolutely no shortage of things to watch on your computer or on your television.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can certainly get Netflix, depending on how old your TV is, certainly the newer ones all have this kind of smart feature where you can have Netflix coming directly to your TV. So to get to the nitty gritty of movies, what I thought I would do for this initial broadcast.
Yeah, welcome back, broadcast.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Since the lockdown, I said, I got this from one of the groups that sends me emails frequently. It's called Park Sleep Fly. And I won't go into great detail about that, but they said, here are our top 10 favorite travel movies. And they had movies that I have seen and I really, really, really like. And then I went from that list over to Netflix to see if they were part of the Netflix roster of shows. And not one of them, not one of the 10, was available on Canadian Netflix.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering if maybe if one has access to U.S. Netflix, and there is a way to do that, but I won't go into it, then you can get hold of these. But meanwhile, I said, well, that was a good idea, which just isn't going to fly, because I can't tell people to go watch these movies when they're maybe not so accessible here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm going to talk about then would be things that movies that I have seen and really enjoyed. And there's also, I'm going to mention four movies which they were nominated for last year, and in fact the year before, for Academy Awards. And this is the first, well maybe it's the second year, that movies that have been shown essentially directly on a streaming service like Netflix were available to get the an Oscar, in other words, the Motion Picture Academy Awards. And I thought, well, this is different. Maybe they knew even down to, you know, a few years ago that soon nobody would be going to the movies and everybody would be getting their movie fix from Netflix.
Mm, okay.
So the first one that I'll mention is called The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, nominated for several Academy Awards. At the moment, I can't. And it won probably several. It was a movie about the mob, the mafia,
mm-hmm.
And featured, some big-name performers that you would certainly recognize. And it's long. It's probably more than 2 hours. But it's a Scorsese movie, and he certainly has a lock on this kind of film. He knows how to do them, and he always does a good job. And I would highly recommend the Robert De Niro was probably the biggest name in the cast, and he plays the Irishman. He's part of the mob, which is largely made up of Italians and those of Italian extraction. But he happened to be an Irishman. So really, really excellent. And if you say, I've seen all kinds of Scorsese movies and I don't like them, well, you probably won't like this one. But if you're okay with watching mob movies, and if you enjoy really good acting and the whole Scorsese style, then I would definitely recommend The Irishman. Another one which is available on Netflix is called Marriage Story.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was nominated for several Academy Awards, and it won at least one of them. And I saw it a while ago. I saw it before the Academy Awards were presented, just because I wanted to watch the Academy Awards and know what this movie was, and because it's been on Netflix since the beginning, so it was pretty easy to catch. This is Scarlett Johansson is the star of this one. She's always good. And it's a kind of a modern tale of a marriage that's just taking a turn for the worse. It takes a little while to figure out exactly what's gone wrong here, because it begins with the husband and the wife talking as if they are in therapy, talking about what they really like about their spouse and their marriage. And it sounds like, well, this couldn't get a whole lot better, except that the marriage is folding. So it's very, very well told. I would recommend that one highly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another one is called The Two Popes. And this is Anthony Hopkins plays one of the two popes, and it's based on the last two popes, Pope Francis and the pope that preceded him. He was the pope who came from Germany. And that was, again, an excellent movie, because it told sort of what you assume has to be kind of the real story about the relationship between these two men. And it's kind of charming in a way, and it's very informative in another way. And of course the two popes, Anthony Hopkins, and the other pope was played by I believe Jonathan Pryce. They were just so good. Mm-hmm. They were so believable. You said, "Oh, I can certainly relate to these guys." And there's a kind of a story about the fact that the pope who preceded Pope Francis just kind of didn't want to be pope. He didn't seem to enjoy the job, but he just felt that he couldn't leave his post without kind of at least making an attempt to ensure that whoever replaced him would be good. So he got to know the person who eventually became Pope Francis, and gave him essentially his seal of approval, and the rest, as they say, is history. Anyway, a very, very, very fine movie.
Okay.
And even if you have no interest in Catholicism, no interest in the church at all, it's still worth watching. And because you'd say, "Oh, I never knew that." And of course, Pope Francis is a very, very well-known figure today, and probably for the next for the foreseeable future. So it's helpful to have an entertaining way of finding out more about him and his relationship with the previous pope.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting.
So those are two movies that are quite recent,
mm-hmm.
and they're excellent movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one which I'll talk about, I think, next time. It's called Roma.
Okay.
And this was one that was nominated again for several Academy Awards, and for whatever reason, I didn't see it. And I kept saying, I can see this one because it's on my TV screen. So next time I'll talk a little bit about that one, because again, in fact, it did end up winning some Academy Awards.
Okay.
Not this past year, but the year before.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
yeah. And another movie, which was released in theaters and ultimately on Netflix, that I just thoroughly enjoyed, is called The Death of Stalin. And this movie was, it's a comedy of all things. It's
mm-hmm.
hard to believe.
Oh, okay.
But The Death of Stalin is a comedy, and it's made by the person who has done a number of things for television, there's a series that just ended with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and he was the originator of that. Anyway, he is a very kind of dry humor, but extremely funny. And this movie, in fact, does talk about the death of Stalin, but in an incredibly humorous way. And Stalin was anything but a humorous guy, as I think we all know. So again, that would be one I would recommend.
Okay.
But
okay.
There are so many movies, even on the Canadian Netflix, that it's just very difficult to choose. Back to the Future, both several of the Back to the Future movies are available, they're all good. Certainly the first one was terrific. Mm-hmm. The Big Lebowski, another kind of a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just a few. So if you're looking for a movie, if you want to say, okay, I'm going to spend between an hour and a half and 2 hours watching something enjoyable, then grab one of the movies off of Netflix. If you say, well, I really want to spend even more time than that, then you can move into a series. And there are many, many of those. Homeland, but that's I don't think is on Netflix. Ozark. There have been three seasons now of a series called Ozark, which is just dynamite. It's so good. That would be another one I'd recommend. And, of course, the one that everybody has seen is called The Crown. And there have been three seasons of The Crown, which is about the ruling family in England.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth and her sister and her kids and her grandkids and so on, and her husband. And again, I mean, it's just the quality is so good. But you need to kind of commit yourself to several hours of watching.
Exactly.
Each season, of which there are three, each season is at least, I think it's a good 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of staring at a screen, but you don't have to do it all at once. I know lots of people who do just binge watch something like The Crown.
Get through
all three series, you know, and then, you know, need glasses afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one that I would, again, recommend as a series, not as a standalone movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess last but not least for this week, another series that I'll recommend, which is absolutely on Netflix. And it's, I think they're into their sixth or seventh season, perhaps even more than that. But it's just consistently good. And it's called Grace and Frankie. And Grace is played by Jane Fonda, and her friend Frankie is 80. The other actress is pretty close to that age. But they're just so much fun to watch, and they've got wonderful senses of humor, and they seem to really enjoy working with each other. So anyway, so Grace and Frankie, and that would be another series that I'd recommend.
Okay, sounds good. Lots
so
of choices.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for now.
Okay.
It's unlike, you know, just having a couple of movies to choose from playing at the local Maison de Cinema. There's mm-hmm. there's just a cornucopia of things to watch on the streaming services, Netflix, Amazon. Another one that I don't get is called Apple Plus TV. They also have excellent programming, but there's only so much money that I feel like I should or would spend on my viewing pleasure. So I don't get the Apple network, but not the Apple channel, but lots of people do.
Yeah, sounds like there's a lot of choices though.
Oh, almost too much.
Yeah
right. On Netflix. This is what I have to say for this week. So if you can afford, if you're already getting Netflix, great. If you can afford to start watching it, and it is on a per month basis, so you say, I binged for a month and now I'm not interested anymore, then you cancel and you're not committed to, you know, years mm-hmm. on end. So that would be my recommendation.
Okay, well that's good to know.
Anyway, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's it for now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's six seasons, by the way, of Grace and Frankie.
Okay.
Not seven,
okay.
But there probably will be a seventh season because it's still a hit, mm-hmm. even after this many seasons. And the fact that the stars are way up there.
Okay, yeah, it's hard to believe.
It is a little hard to believe. And what's also hard to believe is how well Jane Fonda looks.
Mm-hmm.
But she's quite upfront about her age and the things that go along with being her age, you know, like a joint replacement thing. And you think, whoa, this is that's a good for you, Jane.
Yeah, that's true. I did read that.
You're telling
about
it
that.
Like it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I did read that she did have a hip, was it? Or was something, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a hip replacement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And in recent things that she's been on, like interview shows and so on, she still looks like $1 million. But there's a reason for that, just because she takes care of herself, and she's had some plastic surgery. But mm-hmm. now, in various things that she's done, she has decided that now that she's 80 or so, she can maybe move into the gray-haired set. So her trademark blonde hair is sometimes there, but I think the more often you see her now, it will not be there.
Okay.
Age takes a toll.
I guess so. And I want to thank Melanie Cunning again for coming back and doing At the Movies with Mel during this pandemic. And we wish everybody well. Tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. to hear movie reviews with Melanie Cunning. And it's also on a Sunday at 5 p.m. And it's on our website too, so check it out.